Passion, cynicism, joy, anger. We've heard it all this hour. Farai Chaday is senior writer for 538 and author of The Episodic Career. Farai, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thanks, John.
Let's get some hard numbers to add to all those feelings. We've had Barney Frank and an African-American pastor both say that Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump will be the nominees. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, at this point, there was a funny viral Washington Post graphic using this ethical paradox, the prisoner's dilemma, but applying it to the GOP. So basically what it means is that if neither Rubio nor Cruz drop out, and neither of them seems particularly likely to, because Rubio won one race yesterday, Cruz won two, Trump's got a clear path. I mean, you know, unless he self-destructs. And I've always said since the beginning of this race that Trump was Trump's only Trump killer. Because the mood of the American electorate is deeply tied to cynicism about the American economy and the future of the American dream. And there's actually sort of this arc where Sanders voters and Trump voters have a lot in common in terms of their beliefs about where America is and the fact that we need a radical change. They just disagree on everything else.
Right. And the failings of the two-party system, the fringes of both of those movements attract Bernie and Donald Trump. But can Donald Trump hold them long haul? He's managed to resist any, you know, sort of downside poll reaction to a lot of his comments. And I just wonder what it is that he will do to self-destruct at this point, if he hasn't already done it.
Well, I mean, first of all, we haven't seen his tax returns. There are increasing ethical questions about some of his business practices, including hiring undocumented laborers, what Trump University is or isn't in terms of actually being a real university for the people who pay money to go there. And then I also think, you know, he's got a mouth on him, and he could say more clanny things or other, things that really inspire the ire of Republican voters, because that's really who matters. But I think he is the likely nominee. All the results yesterday tell us that except for these three races that were won by Cruz or Rubio, he took the table. And also the spirit and the mood of the Republican electorate right now is very much focused on getting an outsider. And Cruz used to be considered an outsider. He's now considered practically an establishment candidate by the electorate, not by politicians. You know, people in Congress really, I don't know if despise is the right word. Some of them truly despise.
Lindsey Graham told Todd Zwillick just a moment ago that maybe we'll have to support Cruz. So, yes, there is some distance between the establishment on Capitol Hill and Ted Cruz.
Yeah. So basically, I mean, I think that Trump, I'd like to see his tax returns. But I also think that we've entered a phase where we have to point a finger at ourselves, the media, where I'm not saying you or I, but we as a herd treated Trump as a celebrity and not as a candidate early in the race, which allowed him to set up something where he is getting 10 times as much free media as any of his competitors. And so that is something, I mean, if we believe advertising works, and we always talk about the Super Bowl ads, and we believe that ads can sell cereal, he basically has been using us, the media, as free advertising. And so I think we have to really look at the way that he disrupted this race. He fundamentally disrupted the concept of the role that journalists play in vetting politicians.
Many, many listeners have said that they voted for Bernie today, but when they saw Trump's success on the Republican side, their fear of him being the nominee and possibly making it to the White House means they're going to vote for Hillary. So Trump's success helps Hillary. Did the numbers say anything like that?
Well, there have been matchups, like CNN did a recent matchup of a Trump-Hillary race, and Clinton won decisively in that matchup, whereas she was breaking even against Cruz or Rubio. So there's evidence that Clinton actually does far better against Trump than she would against either of the two other viable candidates at this point. And, you know, there's so much evidence about the changing electorate, too. You know, so, for example, in 2012, You had a 3.8% victory for President Obama. Now, Romney did the best with non-college educated whites. But those are decreasing as a percentage of the American electorate as we become more diverse. So there'll be 3% less, you know, non-college educated whites as a total of the electorate. Asian Americans will rise to 4% of the electorate from 3%. Hispanics will rise by 2% from 10% to 12%. African Americans pretty much break even. And so you don't see a lot of messaging from the Trump camp really courting the diverse electorate. So America is becoming more diverse. Trump is going for, you know, people who are white voters with economic anxiety and often with racial resentment. There's a lot of actual hard evidence that Trump voters tend to have racial resentment that is tied into their economic anxiety. And he's doing really well. I think that will continue to do him well in the primary process, but I don't really see it manifesting in the general. And in fact, I did with the new book I have out, The Episodic Career, which is about the future of jobs, I did a bunch of extensive survey research, and I did some results that I didn't even publish in the book, which showed that Trump voters were the least hopeful about the future of America. But Sanders voters, interestingly, were the most confused. They were the ones who said, I don't know if America has a bright future. And so I think that those two, again, those two represent different manifestations of the same anxiety.
Is Hillary Clinton a safety vote then? I mean, she's very establishment.
Yeah.
If you're angry about the establishment, you know, she's Hillary Clinton. But is Trump so disruptive that it tips the balance in favor of Hillary Clinton in some sense?
Well, you still have two very different electorates, where the Democratic electorate tends to be much more in favor of establishment candidates, especially African Americans who have long had a vested interest in having powerful allies in the White House. And the GOP electorate is saying we want an outsider. And when you mash that up in the general election, that'll be the fight as to what people want. But right now you're seeing very different desires from different sides.
Fascinating stuff. Farhad Shadaia, senior writer for 538. That must be a fun job right now.
It is fun.
Yes, indeed. Author of The Episodic Career. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Love bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.